Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now.
And now we are back. This is the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View, and I am Bruce Salin. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
So, we were talking about a living will, and the word that you used on the break was wisdom. And what wisdom we may impart on our children. Of course, I know you believe that the majority of it we should be imparting while we are alive and while they are able to hear us. But I would love to hear your thoughts of any additional items that you, or specific items to you, that you would hope that your kids have already learned from you and that you might still want to be imparting on them if, God forbid, you are hit by a truck.
Yes. Look both ways. Before crossing the street, and about that truck.
Yes, I know.
I think the most important thing that I hope the kids have learned is our perspective on right and wrong. And, you know, they learn that by everything we do.
You mean there is a right and a wrong? I mean, I thought in universities we're taught that nobody should be judging you, and that what you might think is right is somebody else's wrong and vice versa.
There you go, politicizing everything I say. Yes. All we can do is pass on our values, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I and everyone else listening, they have their own sense of what is right and wrong, what's proper, what's moral, what's immoral. And it's our job to pass that on to our kids and also to give them free will, right, and value their own ability to make their own decisions. And I think that's just the most important thing that you can hand over to your kids, is that confidence to trust their instincts and to know when to ask for help, and to slowly learn what is right and wrong for them, and to do that confidently.
Well, you have a grown son and a grown daughter. Both are living out of the home. Congratulations, by the way. So I wonder if you might think of any immediate examples where you saw their choices and you kind of just chuckled to yourself like, yeah, they got it.
I'm waiting for more of those.
Okay, but are there any that come to mind?
Well, the truth is that a lot of that's happening, and I don't know about it anymore.
But obviously you must know about some of them. I know you've expressed a couple times about how your son has done things in ways that you've really enjoyed seeing the maturity.
Yeah, well, right now he's learning to handle his finances and logistics in life and having to sub-rent an apartment so he can move to the city to do his internship and all that. And I see now, with a little bit of coaching, less fathering, a little more coaching, that he's handling things. And in fact, how he lets me know that is when I send him a note, he'll respond back saying, it's handled, or I'm on it. And that's what I've tried to teach him in terms of taking care of his own business, is to be completely responsible for what's his and to stop leaning on me to do things that he's now old enough to handle himself.
Okay, so you know what I'm really curious about, and I think it would be useful help for everybody, especially me in this case. How do you phrase those notes so it's more coaching rather than fathering, to use your example?
This is something we talk about with the men quite a bit in terms of treating men like men.
And your son is now a man.
And even when he was younger, I treated him like a man. I spoke to him as much as I could as a man. In fact, when I kept it in that context, I was always more effective, especially when he became a teenager and older, than being a father, which usually sounded more like lecturing. And so I'll tell him, hey, this is what I expect of you. This is what I can make available to you. This is what you're going to have to do without me. This is what I'm trusting about what you're doing, and this is what I'm not. These are some of the things you might want to look out for. These are some of the things that happened to me. Having a discussion about, well, let's talk about what you're doing and what would make it successful, or where are you having a problem. So it's more about really opening it up for a discussion rather than just laying down unwanted lectures, no matter how wise the wisdom might be. It's really important for us to treat our growing kids more like adults, because the sooner we do that, the sooner they'll get used to behaving like adults.
Good words, good words. And I'm personally taking them in because both my boys are of that age where they deserve to be treated that way. And
the tricky part, Bruce, is that we're nervous about it not working out, of them not making the right choices, and we get controlling. And the problem is, if you keep that controlling behavior going on until they're 18 and out of the house, all of a sudden they go away to school or wherever they're going, and they haven't had an opportunity to make mistakes, to really think on their own as much as they need to. And so we have to get over our own fears of making a mistake, fathering, screwing up our kids.
Not allowing them to make a mistake.
Correct. Yeah. Well, right. Well, but we take it so personally.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, that's the issue with a lot of what we do, and where we make our mistakes as men is taking things personally and not understanding when something is our responsibility and when something is someone else's responsibility.
Hmm.
And so that handoff has to happen at some point, and it's good to be around other men to be talking about these things, because then you get a lot more support and you get some early indications of when it's time for you to step up to that plate.
That's wisdom. That is wisdom. The phenomena that we hear so much about these days, of course, is the parents that are helicoptering. And that, of course, is only keeping your kids back from learning and growing and maturing.
I'm doing work with a young man in his 20s who presents younger than he really is. And he's still living at home. And he described that helicoptering mom. And I said, well, you know what? She's just doing what she does. You need to get out of the house. You'll never have an opportunity to be independent and to become the man you want to be as long as you stay in that environment. And that's really what a lot of kids are having to do. They have to get away. Mom doesn't have to change, or dad, and whatever the case may be. They don't have to change, but you have to break away, develop some independence, and then be able to create a new relationship with your parents. Even if they don't change a bit, the dynamic and the relationship can completely change. And we're seeing, you know, I can imagine what it's going to be like for these kids who have been subjected to these hovering parents. They're going to have a hard time when they get older.
Well, and they're also entering a world, a job, economy and market that is very difficult. So having dependence on mom and dad for so long will make it that much harder to be as assertive and effective and proactive as I think most young college graduates need to be to be successful.
Yes, we've talked about this before, this notion of the economy being bad, and there always have been bad times, and it's I know it's more difficult in terms of getting entry-level jobs for sure these days. But I've always believed that if you're creative, you can find something. You can make something happen. And as parents, we have to be able to bring that expectation to our kids. Because if we buy into how difficult it is, and then we allow the kids to just come on home after school and live with us, I don't think we're doing them any favors. No matter what's going on in the economy, you've got to carve it out. And we need to
Well, the helicoptering kids. Does... nothing if not inhibit the ability, the creativity you just referred to.
Absolutely.
And so we are in complete agreement. We're also just about out of time. So please, Wayne, remind our listeners where they can find and reach you.
I'm behind my desk at bettermancoaching.com, and at that site, which is going to be revised very soon, what a painful process that is.
Yeah, I know.
You can get a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. Find out what we're doing to help men, and find out about our October men's retreat in Santa Barbara.
Excellent. Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned after this break for Teen Rap with Pastor and Dr. Drew Sams.
Most men are like me. They struggle and doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love.